Red Sox and the Rangers at Fenway Park. Mike Napoli, a proud member of the 2013 Red Sox World Title Team. He's at the plate, top four.
Porcello's 2-2 pinch, and here it comes. Swing and a chopper past the mound. This is the second baseman, Pedroia, who has it from the infield grass, closer to third base than second. He makes the running throw to retire his former teammate. For the final out in the fourth, no runs, two hits, a man left. After 3.5 from Fenway, Red Sox 2, Rangers 1.
Cashner ready, 2-2 pitch, swung on and a ground ball base hit into left field. One run is home, here's Betts around third. DeShields boots the ball in left. Two runs score and the Red Sox lead 4-2. And here's the pitch, swung on, looped in the air, short left. On comes DeShields and he dives and he can't get it. A run is home, the throw comes into second base and sliding in there with a double is Bogarts. It's 8-3 Boston. Another play almost made, but not made. And Bogarts has his 13th RBI. It comes on his third hit of the game.
Nomar Mazara almost standing on first, barely has a lead. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a ball hit high in the air, deep left field. This one may reach the wall. It is off the wall. It bounces down to the center fielder, Bradley, hitting the bag at third. Mazara, he's being waved home. Here comes the throw play at the plate. He is out at home plate. Mazara got his left hand on the plate, but Leon able to take that throw from Jackie Bradley Jr. and make the tag.
Red Sox pound the Rangers 11-6. Rick Porcello gets the win to snap a four-start home losing skid. Porcello was 13-1 at Fenway Park last season. Nomar Mazara extends his hitting streak to 11 games in the losing cause. It was a rare off night for the Red Hot Rangers as they fell to the Red Sox at Fenway Park by a final of 11-6. Here is Rangers skipper Jeff Banister commenting on the setback at Fenway Park.
Well, it's walks, really. I mean, that's been a nemesis from time to time this year. 8 walks, 1 intentional, but really it's the freebies that showed up again tonight that got us in trouble, caused us some trouble. I think we gave up 3 runs tonight, 2 wild pitches in 1 ball. But it was the freebies that really showed up.
Yeah, the bullpen's been so good lately. What happened here tonight that seems a little off?
Well, in Jeffers' case, we've seen it. He's been somewhat inconsistent. He's had some really dynamic outings for us, and he's had some outings that get away from him. He gets out of his delivery. Gets the fastball, he seems to not be able to get in the strike zone. The curveball is a ball out of the hand. The hitters don't offer at it. When he stays in line down the mound, he's really dynamic with the fastball, and the breaking ball is a swing and miss pitch. But tonight, seemed to leak a little bit in his delivery. He couldn't seem to get it back in play.
But the offense has been consistent yet again, put up a lot of runs. What did you see from that side?
Well, yeah, I thought our offense played well tonight. We had, I think, everybody in the lineup except for Elvis showed up. We had some guys, Gallo and Odor, that showed up with multi-hit games, something that they hadn't done lately. But I felt like that our offense was in pretty good shape. We continued to push the ball forward. We had some plays that some balls hit hard, and then we had the ball Lucroy hit that Mazara looked like he scored at the plate. Replay obviously didn't show something different. Looked like a very close play. Would have extended an inning for us, but he was out at the plate. But I felt like that our guy swung the bat well.
The Rangers try to get back on the winning track Wednesday when they send Martin Perez to the mound. He'll oppose Chris Sale.